role, there's something that we need to discuss. I'm just going to come out and say it. How about those Jaguars? That is something else. We're all jacked up. And that's the purpose of our meeting today, is to come by and just gloat about our football team. No, that's not it. Today is it's Duval delegation, and I know it is early, and I know it's cold. But let me tell you about other delegations right now. That doesn't bother them. Other delegations are huddling together or coordinating efforts right now, and far too long, Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, has gotten the short end of the stick. I am putting an end to that by saying, members, come together, let's work together, let's coordinate. And it's members up here or member up here. Members, okay, we got two members, and that's fantastic. It's members up here, but it's also you. If you're here, that means you care about Jacksonville and the health and welfare of Northeast Florida. So we're coming together. It's going to be a brief meeting. If you are called to speak, you're going to speak for 2 minutes or less. So go ahead and be thinking, how can I shed my time? Because that's it. You just got to hit the high points as we go forward. So first, Lene, not that we need a quorum, but Lene, let's give gold stars to those who answer here with our roll call.
Chair Bean.
Here.
Senator Gibson. Absent. Representative Byrd.
Here.
Representative Daniels. Absent. Representative Davis. Absent. Representative Fant. Absent. Representative Fisher.
Here.
Vice Chair Fisher. I apologize. And Representative Yarbrough. Absent. A quorum is not present.
Very good. Thank you for making that very obvious, Lene. So, but we're not voting today. It's purely a communication coordination meeting. And this was the time. This is the time that we came together to celebrate what we're doing. There's Jay Fant, so he's here. I've already talked to him on the phone this morning, and he did brave the elements like that as well. So education is important to Northeast Florida. UNF, Janet Owen. Janet Owen, come give us a minute update on UNF.
Well, I joined you, Mr. Chairman.
Microphone.
I join you, Mr. Chairman. Go Jags.
Okay, very good. And Jaguars, don't take away from your time. So keep talking about Blake looks healthy. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Tell us about it. I know we've got two projects right now in Pico, Lassiter Hall.
Exactly.
And right. The other one that I can't remember right now.
Right, is the College of Business in Hunter Falls. So just wanted to thank you all for your leadership. Thank you for coming together, because these meetings really mean a lot to all of us from Northeast Florida that we're working together for our region. And UNF has two PICO projects, and I know that's the end of the budget time, and it's pulling on the hem of the presiding officers as well. So I really appreciate you all's support for that. We are responding to the needs of employers with expanding some degrees that they are clamoring for, and we are also not building brand new buildings, but we are bringing up to date, decreasing our energy footprint and making more efficient that which we already have. So feel really good about these projects. $4 million is a second floor renovation in Lassiter Hall, and any piece of the $22 million, we don't expect to bring all of that home, but any piece will allow us to start with the expansion of the Coggin College of Business. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you very much. Healthcare is also a big deal. And members, in just a few moments, I'm going to turn it loose to you to talk about your particular projects, how we coordinate. But let's talk healthcare. I know there's going to be money spent. Now, it's not just for our medical care. It's for our mental health care as well. There's two quick presentations this morning. Debbie O'Neill is here. Debbie, are you here, Debbie? Debbie, come back. You've got a minute on deck. Lane Smith from Mayo will have a minute right behind you, and then Dr. Vicky, a minute behind that. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for hosting this today. I want to talk about mental health. Last year, the legislature approved the centralized receiving system grant, actually a year and a half ago. And last year, they left out it in the budget, and so there was a 40% cut. What the centralized receiving system has allowed us to do in Duval County is open a comprehensive services center, which is an urgent care walk-in model. You don't need an appointment, anybody can come in. We do comprehensive services, mental health, substance abuse, social security assistance, food stamps, and they come in and they can see a psychiatrist the same day if they are in crisis. We make sure that we get all of their needs met. It's very important that that money is restored back into the budget this year, because we need to open a second site. We're serving 200 people a month that are walking in for services for the first time.
Debbie O'Neill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good deal. Lane Smith is up with Mayo Clinic. Can be followed by Dr. Vicky Wojtovich. Lane, tell us good news about Mayo.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much for your time. Good news about Mayo is last year you appropriated $2 million to us to hire an endowed chair of cancer research.
Yeah, that's a continuation, Lane.
It's a continuation,
Lane.
That you put in the budget for us, and we appreciate
that. We all put it in.
So, but you were the leader in this, and I want to tell you right now that we have recruited Dr. We can't remember her first name yet. Dr. Dronka is coming to join us as the new chair of hematology oncology. We're using the appropriation that you gave us to build a new phase one cancer clinical trial unit at Mayo in the new building we're building. And we appreciate that very much. We are still frozen out of the state's big research pot for cancer. It is a real problem for Northeast Florida in that Moffitt, University of Florida, and University of Miami each receive significant funding directly from the legislature for cancer research. Mayo and Moffitt are the only two comprehensive cancer centers in the state of Florida. And because of our organizational structure, we're the only comprehensive cancer center based in three states, not just in Florida. We're frozen out of the state's major research program. So we're working with with Chair Cummings and with Senator Bradley to see if we can come up with a solution to that, and we'll be bringing forward. We hope we can fix it this year. We think there may be an opportunity. We'll be coming to each of you individually if we can figure this out to get your support on that. But thank you very much for your continued support in research, the continued support of the $2 million, and hopefully get us into the big pot going forward. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Lane. Very good. Dr. Vicky, come on up. Dr. Vicky, City of Jacksonville Tag Team Matt and Mark are on deck for their minute. But good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you for hosting this committee meeting this morning, and also I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to you a little bit. Senator Bean and Representative Byrd, thank you so much for sponsoring our request. As you remember, last year we were funded and then we were subsequently vetoed. We are requesting again to increase access to health care and mental health care through the concept of the medical behavioral health home. Medical behavioral health homes is a comprehensive, basically a comprehensive pediatric practice that integrates physical and behavioral health care and increases access to follow-up care for children with complex mental health conditions. And we know from our research that children who are managed through their pediatric practices are more likely to engage in therapeutic services. And then with having specially trained pediatricians, they're able to follow them, and we're able to decrease crisis stabilization or crisis hospitalizations through management through their medical practice.
Very good. Dr. Vicky, thank you for coming forward. We thank you for doing what you do. I did speak to the mayor, City of Jacksonville, Mayor Curry, and who was coming and then had another engagement, but he sent two of the best to come and give us guys, I'm going to do something extra. You're going to get an extra 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's just a...
what's he doing?
No, the City of Jacksonville has numerous requests, and we've had mixed success in the past. This is our year. But Matt and Mark, welcome. Tell us the good news on the City of Jacksonville.
Thank you very much, sir. Matt Forrest with Ballard Partners on behalf of the City of Jacksonville. The city has narrowed down the appropriation request down to 6 projects this year. Trust me, the spreadsheet was much longer when we first started looking into it. We think these 6 projects are fit not only the needs of the City of Jacksonville and Duval County, but also fits into what the state is doing, priorities of the governor, priorities of the legislature. So we think these are the ones that are going to hit the sweet spots. So
Talk about those 6.
2349 Crosswalk Countdown has by Representative Yarborough and Senator Gibson. It's a $631,000 request that would install 1,924 countdown heads at 292 intersections. There's also 2 water projects.
One's LaSalle,
$375,000. Representative Fisher is sponsoring that. It'll be heard tomorrow for the first time.
Fantastic.
And also the septic to sewer infrastructure conversion. We worked on this a lot last year. It's a $2 million request. Any amount of money towards that project will help. The city's doing $30 million towards it. And the more they do, the more they get done, the more they get converted. And
yeah.
My good friend Mark will say about the final 3 projects.
COPS House Bill 3545, I know basically you all are pretty familiar with that project. This would be the final phase of the project. And all 3 of these projects are up this week. Mayport Docks, thanks Representative Byrd, that was up yesterday. As you know, this is a really important project with everything that went on with the hurricane and the docks. So a lot of recovery efforts and redoing the docks there. That request is $360,000, and these all have local matches as well. And then the final one, McCoy's Creek, we all know what's going on in that area with flooding and everything due to the recent storms. That ask is $4 million, and this would be all for mitigation efforts. So
Very good questions of City of Jacksonville. I think we all have them. I mean, all various have them, Mayport, the cops. I think that's 15 police officers that if we did
be the final round of the grant,
lose that, and that's 15 police officers that'll be off the street. We know that's a big deal to make that happen. City of Jacksonville, questions? Very good. Members also want to just hit on some highlights of the education. We talked talked to you in FSCJ also has some projects, but also just the tick of how we fund our community colleges. The collectively system was $30 million reduction, and that filtered out to a big reduction to them. So that's something we're going for with well as we go forward on that. JU was here yesterday. I think met with a handful of us, which is also very important. Environment, not only hurricane related items, but the St. John's River. This is our year to fund the river, not only fund the river, but like other areas of the state that have recurring dollars that go directly into environmental projects, this is our year to make that happen. That's been our honorary member of the Duval delegation is Senator Bradley, who is the appropriate chair, and we're going to make him an honorary member as he hopefully will work and continue to bring that home on the river. Members, let's go around. Representative Daniels, welcome. We just had a little round table, a little brief intro. Purpose of our meeting again is to, and there's Clay Yarborough. Just in time, Clay, we're getting to the good stuff, which is the purpose of coordinating and asking for help, not just City of Jacksonville, which is important, but there are also other cities, Baldwin, Neptune Beach, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville Beach, that also have projects, also were hit by the hurricane. There's a handful of projects for them. We're all carrying them, but let's go around and discuss. Members, we've got another 18 minutes left. Let's make the most of it. Cord Bird, what do you got? What do you need help with? Where are we? What can we do for you to help? Cord Bird, you're recognized.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Oh, come on.
The green one.
There we go. It's a little different over here in the Senate. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it. And, you know, I wanted to start by saying, you know, you mentioned the Jaguars, and there's definitely a buzz in the City of Jacksonville. Great things are happening. I want to thank Mayor Curry and the city for all they're doing to bring energy and interest to Northeast Florida and Jacksonville and the three beaches that I represent for the work that those mayors and our city councils out at the beaches are doing and getting through the hurricanes and keeping everybody as safe as possible. So a couple of the projects we're working on. One is Five Star Veterans Center. That's not in my district, but it is in Jacksonville. I do a lot of work with the veterans community. We have one of the largest veterans community, if not the largest, in all of Florida. So Five Star Veterans helps veterans transition out of the military and back into civilian life. And for those that are having difficulties in doing that, whether they're suffering from PTSD or drug addiction or just can't get back on their feet, that's a very worthwhile project for our heroes. Another one we're working on, it was mentioned, Mayport revitalization. The docks there were damaged significantly in Hurricane Matthew. 20% of all the shrimp farmed in Florida come through Mayport. Huh. And so we want to make sure that those docks are rebuilt so we can keep the shrimp industry going. Those are good jobs, and they not only support the actual shrimping industry, but those industries that support the shrimping industry, from fuel to ice to the restaurants that serve those that great product. So a couple each of the beaches. So Neptune Beach, Florida Boulevard water mitigation project is very important. And then the Dolores Barr Weaver Girl Matters. This is a diversion program for young women who have been abused or are victims of human trafficking. It was passed and signed by the governor last year, and we're coming back again because it's a really wonderful program. And if you meet these girls, these are amazing stories that they have to tell. So that's what I have going on, and thank you, Chairman, for your leadership.
Cord Bird, well done. Well said. Jason Fisher also has his rocket came early. And Jason, Representative Fisher, what say you to the 2018 session?
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Bean, for it is definitely different. Over here in the Senate, there's no question. I do want to start off by congratulating the Jaguars. What a phenomenal victory that was. I think they ended up with 45 points when it was all said and done. I wish that I could make it up to Foxborough, but I'm not sure we'll be able to get away to be able to do that. Some of the projects, some of the things that I'm working on, most of these are funding projects. So last year we were able to get KIPP in the budget, which is a school that transforms lives of kids back in Jacksonville. Hopefully we'll be able to get it through the full process. Communities and schools, I think we were able to get them about $2.5 million, $2.4 million in the education budget, so we're going to keep fighting there. So as you guys see things move along, I hope you'll continue to advocate for that program. It is the nation's leading dropout prevention program. LaSalle was mentioned earlier, so I don't really need to go through that. Jewish day schools, the security upgrades that we're doing at some of the schools in Jacksonville. So, some other parts of the state, but several in Jacksonville as well. And then Operation New Hope, which is a diversion program, trying to, they've mostly focused on rehabilitation, but this program that they've set up is to keep people from entering the prison system. And the last one that I would bring up is a piece of legislation I'm actually working on. It's a Smart Cities Challenge to help bring new innovative ways of doing transportation to Jacksonville, to Tampa, to Orlando, to bring autonomous vehicles, connected vehicles, to set up the electrical infrastructure to be ready for electric vehicles as they roll out. And so I really believe that electric vehicles and autonomous vehicles are going to transform the way we get people around in our state. So I hope to have you guys support on that bill, both in the House and Senate side.
Jason Fisher, well done. Questions of Jason Fisher? That you got a full plate, my friend. Jay Fant also has a full plate. He is traveling the state, running for statewide office to be put Jacksonville on the cabinet as Attorney General, but he is also, for the next 60 days, also representing the city of Jacksonville and the West Side in the legislature. So he's got a lot of things going on. Jay Fant, welcome. Glad to have you here. Tell us what's cooking in your world.
Chairman, good morning, and I would like to...
Is it on, Jay Fant?
Are we on? Yes,
we are. We got a green light. Yes, you're set.
I'd like to point out to the delegation that not once did I ever call an 8 a.m. meeting. So you can thank Eager Beaver, Senator Bean here, for getting us up early. I think he's promised us a big breakfast afterwards. Is that how this works?
Yeah, the coupons were already given out before you got here, so good luck next year.
Chairman, we've heard some... about some good projects that we have working on this year, good member projects in terms of appropriations. And I want to acknowledge in front of everybody, our delegation is on the rise. We're well-connected and we're influential. And this group right here has a lot of influence in how we're gonna get these things. And I feel very confident that what we want to push across on appropriations this year will get done. This is a good time for the delegation. Quick point of privilege, Senator, I will highlight a political issue. Last week, we, for the third year in a row, on the House floor, moved our sanctuary city bill to ensure that Florida complies with federal immigration policy. The Florida Senate has never pushed that bill as part of a companion piece. And this has become a very vivid issue to us in the state. Those of us who are encouraging this legislation would love to encourage the Senate to move it. And as it turns out, our own delegation chair, Aaron Bean, has this bill filed in the Senate. So with your permission, I'd like to challenge you just for a moment and share with us, what do you say about the criticism that the Senate is going to sit on this bill again this year? You are the bill filer. So what say you, sir?
Very good. Jay Fant, thank you very much for the question, and thank you for coming in. And this was the only time we could put together because of all different schedules of the House and Senate. So we do give gold stars for attending and coming. So Sanctuary City, love it so much that I filed the bill. We have a challenge in the Senate. The challenge comes down to a certain committee. Let's just call it to the Judiciary Committee. And right now, if that bill were put up in its current form, I believe the bill fails right now in that first bill. So I am massaging the bill, trying to come up with an answer of getting it through Judiciary. I think once we get it through the Judiciary, other committees that we look very favorable to pass. So I believe next week is our week. Next week will be our make or break week. Working with Chairman Stubbe of the Judiciary Committee to work it, but also working with individual members. And so I'm sold. Let's just see if we can sell the Senate as it goes forward.
Let us know what we can do. I'm convinced the governor will sign a bill if it gets to his desk. So all attention on the Senate and your leadership in particular. Thank you, Senator Bean.
Very good. Jay Fant, thank you very much. Representative Kimberly Daniels is here, and she also has a busy plate as well, doing all that she does. But Representative Daniels, We're coordinating. We're talking about things important to us, important to Jacksonville, and it's very appropriate to give a shout out to the Jaguars if you feel it's appropriate. And so, Representative Daniels, you recognize them.
Well, first of all, I just thank you. I have sponsored the COPS grant appropriation this year, and we have two bills that will affect our area concerning gun violence. One is one for $3 million and one for $2 million. One is the Shot Spotter, which I sponsored last year. We got over $300,000 in our area, and in my district, we have two housing projects, Cleveland Arms and Washington Heights, and the YMCA is right in the middle of Cleveland Arms and Washington Heights distance-wise. So we've been working. Thank you, Senator Bean, for your support for the YMCA. It's very important that we reach out to the young people in these areas. Public health and safety is my heartbeat. And so I have another appropriation in for the YMCA. That's right in the center of where a lot of underserved youth are, and just young people that with programs right in the midst that could make a difference. One of the, besides the Shot Spotter, I have an appropriation. That Shot Spotter is for five cities, and the Shot Spotter program, it literally lets people know.
It's pretty amazing. It is amazing how it can pinpoint gunshots.
Because a lot of times in these neighborhoods, when people hear gunshots, they get so used to it, they don't call the police sometimes. So this dispatches the police immediately. But the other appropriation that I have is one that's called Peace Hubs. And it's literally where it's a $2 million appropriation for cities, for a lot of them, Miami, Jacksonville, and Tallahassee. And it's where the churches get involved in what's going on in the community. We identify churches that are right in the midst of these crime-ridden areas, and we're funding them to work with the community to combat gun violence. Another bill that I am very excited about is a bill for the opioid situation. This is for, it funds small counties under 50,000, because this is a place where a lot of drugs are manufactured in these rural areas. And when we talk about, well, Jacksonville is not a rural area, but the crime bleeds into our city, and I have some stats on that. And generally, this funds the sheriff departments and the fire guys who go in these dangerous areas with hazmat support, with equipment, uniforms, and that's about it.
Representative Daniels, with the questions, she's got a full plate, from healthcare to police officers and everything in between. So thanks for coming out this morning. We're there. Clay Yarbrough, you're here. You also have a lot going on, and you made it here this morning, so that's an extra gold star for you. But tell us what's cooking on your plate this year.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, and go Jags. Definitely go Jags. We appreciate our Jags. Excited for them. Last year, I did an appropriations project that related to pedestrian safety in Jacksonville, and we were able to get that funded. We actually asked for an amount. We had support in the Senate for it. We got it in the budget. Mr. Chair, thanks for your help on that on the Senate side. And that was roughly a $600,000 and $1 million request, and we were able to get $1 million for that. Jacksonville has some of the highest numbers for pedestrian.
It's awful. It's
yes. And a lot of those are at the intersections of local roads and state roads. So the state has some responsibility on that, some skin in the game, and definitely needs to support the effort to make those intersections safer. So I bring up last year's effort because the other bill that I tried last year was for the replacement of a lot of our crosswalk countdown heads that you see at the intersections. And instead of just being a, you know, walk or don't walk signal, it would have the countdown timer on it that we've seen at some of the intersections, and we would be able to replace roughly 1,900 of those, or update those to be the countdown heads, so we can have safer intersections for our pedestrians and all of that. So pushing that again this year, the countdown heads, and that'd be about a $600,000 request in the budget, and hopefully we can get that through this time. A few that are education related, FSCJ is excited about their plans for their new STEM center, and that will be at the corner of Main and Union, I believe, or Main and State Street. I apologize, right there across from the old Parkview Inn. FSCJ STEM Center to help them with our growing need for more education in the STEM areas, and definitely something that we want to promote. And then UNF has some building renovations to bring things up to speed for ADA compliance and to expand the Coggin Business School. Go Ospreys. We know we have some others on the panel here too. So we'll let Mr. Fisher swoop for us after the meeting. And then also the Beaver Street Enterprise Center, which was started back in 2003. This has been a very successful business incubator, and in the roughly 15 years now that we've had that up and running near downtown, we have seen over 2,200 jobs created as a result of that success at that center. So we're excited about that and trying to get them an appropriation as well. So those are the highlights, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the opportunity to discuss our Jacksonville and Northeast Florida priorities this morning.
Thank you very much. And there's a lot, and we're just skimming the surface. Audrey Gibson is here. It's an amazing morning, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Gibson is here. We have a great camaraderie. I didn't expect you.
The meeting started at 8:30.
Very good. Well, you were right on time because you have the final 3 minutes, Senator Gibson. There's a lot going on. We coordinate a lot in the Senate to make that happen, but tell us how we can help you be successful, as well as our House compadres. You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you, Mr. Chair, for having such an early meeting so we can get on with our day. And this is all about we. I was telling my staff, I'm like, I think there's going to be a lot of repetition, because the Duval delegation priorities are all of our priorities, and of mm-hmm. course in the House, you all have to do that bill thing for yours, unfortunately, and you get to negotiate ours straight into the budget. So I really appreciate that fact. So. Since I'm a little late, I will try not to repeat too much of what's been said. First of all, I think the list that I am responsible for is a total of almost $23 million, and in 16 projects, and I think only two of them are for a couple of other counties. I'm not sure if it was mentioned about the Agape mobile dental program. Agape health clinics are run by our former colleague, Representative Mia Jones, and dental services, particularly in underserved communities, is critical, and is critical for us in Jacksonville. Also, I don't know, Beaver Street. Did you mention Beaver Street? Because you're the house. Okay, let me skip that. Let's see.
Well, your help.
Of course you need our help. Here's one you probably didn't mention. It's Travis is the house sponsor, the Family Support Services of North Florida for at-risk youth at $256,000. I have to mention Alzheimer's community-based program, five-star veteran center for the homeless housing project. They do really great work there, and I'm certainly honored to carry that issue. Edward Waters College Promise Program, McCoy's Creek, City of Jacksonville, the countdown heads we have. Again, Clay, maybe we can get that push through this year, and I have your STEM program. Operation New Uniform is another one that I have for our returning veterans. New uniform meaning from being a veteran to going to employment. Septic tank phase out,
and a host of other projects.
Senator Gibson.
Honored to represent our, I forgot a really big one, the tax preparation assistance for earned income credit, which brings millions of dollars into our state and back into Jacksonville as well. And thank you all for being here. I hope you didn't get up like at 5.
Only a few of us did, Senator Gibson. But thank you very much for coming forward. I want to recognize Suzanne Goss is here from the Jacksonville Electric Authority. We've worked together on hurricane relief as we go forward, blazing a new path. Eric Smith is here, a former member and former council member and lover of everything Jacksonville. Michael Stewart is also here. I want to recognize him from the Aviation Authority of Jacksonville. Don't forget Cecil. Don't forget our airport and Craig and all the good things that go with it. Members, our meeting is just about to end, but the coordination will not end as we continue to work together for a better Jacksonville. Anything else to come before us before we say the magic word, Senator Gibson?
We're done. Well, since you brought up JEA and the hurricane, I think that we, of course, recognize our guard and all of our first responders during the committees. And JEA was at the forefront working on restoration. I went out with Representative Davis for the second time after a storm with Burdell Knowles from JEA. We went to pick up the food, I call them comfort packets, from Second Harvest, Farm Share. And neighborhood by neighborhood, we get in the truck, pass out the comfort packets, take down the addresses of people who needed power restored, trying to get assistance to them in any way we could. And JEA and Burdell were at the very forefront of that. And I want to make sure that we all know the outstanding job, not only of restoring power, but actually caring for people. And that is something that we cannot afford to lose in Jacksonville. And I want to appreciate you all very, very much for working beyond the call of duty. And I got calls from people who would call me when we stopped and we got their addresses that their power was out, would call me that afternoon and say, you know what, thank my power is back on, thank you so much. And so it's not just the delivery of the power, it's the service and the good customer service that JEA continues to do, and I appreciate you all very, very much.
Very good. Representative Fisher. You good? Everybody else good? Thank you very much for coming, members. Representative Fant moves we adjourn.